Good day, everybody. On Audio Boo here. Today's date is August 7th, 2013. And I'm actually here. This is actually a retake of yesterday's Audio Boo, which unfortunately did not get up here. It was about just over 17 minutes, and I've done quite a bit, and only to find out that the first minute and 57 seconds of it loaded. So if you heard it and it cut off in the middle, my sincere apologies. That was not my fault. That was Audio Boo. So today I'm just doing it on the iPhone here. What I'm doing is my journal book. Well, some things from school journals from 1987. And I had quite a few of them, so hopefully I can still read this here. See, basically what we used to do, and this was in grade 10, 11, English class, where we'd had one day a week which would be devoted to, like, journal writings. And so I'm going to share a few of these journals with you now. I start off with September 10th, 1987, Thursday. Provincial election. Thursday, September 10th. An election is held in the province of Ontario. Our province. Three parties are running. Liberal, Progressive Conservative Party, and the NDP, which means the New Democrat Party. Most people will vote for the party of their choice. Who might win the election? My guess is that it would probably be the Liberals. Why? Going down the streets, especially around Niagara, on my hometown of Niagara-on-the-Lake, all at every house had a Liberal candidate sign on their front lawns. I personally am not that interested in the political scene. I cannot vote in this election because I am not quite 18 years of age. I will not be that until the 19th of October. If I was 18 today, decision would be very hard, because all three party leaders have all made promises that are satisfying. However, some of these promises will be very costly, like environmental cleanup. The money comes from who else? Us taxpayers. This would mean higher taxes. On the other hand, though, the government the government
only is trying to help Ontario citizens have a better life. And all right, so basically what I was saying is, I was like, just before 18, that I didn't know, and of course I talk about environmental cleanup being a waste of money. I didn't think so now, but that was then. Remember, we're talking about 26 years ago now. But anyway, I got some more entries here. Then I got from September 16th, 1987, Who Influenced Me, where I talked about my dad. Let's see if I can find another one that I read here. I talk about one where I was hit by a car in 1984, and that was just a real short one. I'll go through that one. Snow was on the ground. The air was quite cool. The usual traffic is on the streets, down on the corner. Suddenly, it came from in front, with my left side. As I was crossing the streets, it hit. I had an unexpected short ride, and then slid off onto the road. This was around 6 p.m. in the evening on December 20th, 1984. That's all I wrote. See, because somebody had like very short time, so that was just a brief write-up about being hit by a car. All right. Yeah, the other one I read here. I am a hand... Okay, this page is... Okay. Now, if you'll excuse my braille reading is about... It's not good as it could be, considering I've been out of the loop for so long, but it's still not too shabby, I don't think. Anyway, I go on to write, I am a ham radio operator. I have been one for about a year and a half now. It is a very interesting hobby because one can talk all over the world. I probably rant right to people all over the world. The reason for being in ham radio is because of my interest in all kinds of radio communication. This has been an interest of mine for many years. When hearing about amateur radio, my interests rose. I first heard of it. I've heard of it through the school 5 or 6 years ago. I was doubtful about taking the course because of the people that were in it and what was involved. However, when I took the course 2 years ago, and it was not hard at all. So I passed the examination, got my radio license, and here I am. That is why I am interested in ham radio. And that is what I do. And that was on September 30th, 1987. For anyone that is in ham radio, not that I haven't been active on the air for years, my call sign is VE3 Victor Echo 3 OZS. That's VE3 OZS or OZS, as you say in Americans, Oscar Zulu Sierra. All right, then I talk about another one about school. Okay, I talk about, I think there's an entry that I to go talk about homework here. Just a second if I can find it. We kept these journals in these like kind of like duotang things that are just like a paper notebook, and it has like three holes in it, and it's got the three clasps through it. Like if you're familiar with the yellow clasp envelopes, they clasp shut like that, and that's how the pages were held in. Then we've got from October 14th, okay, talk about a break-in at our school in the residence at the blind school where I stayed. I'm going to skip ahead. All right. Okay, then there's one about practical jokes. Talk about some of us. See, we were allowed to write. Well, like sometimes we got a topic, and or we could just write about something we wanted to. So at times I'd write about the topic. I was just about practical jokes. October 21st. I think there was, yeah, and then I know, because I know, or like we get like a topic, or sometimes like we just get a sentence, and we just have to build around that sentence. Let's see what's on October 28th. Okay, here's the other entry I did here. It's kind of another, basically, an opinion-based journal entry here. Okay. On October 27th, 1987, The grade 12 and grade 11 English class went to Stratford to see a play called Othello, written by Shakespeare. I was to go with the group. However, I chose not to go. I probably would not have said anything and ending up going. However, Cheryl, who's one of the classmates at the time, it was just someone in my class. Just if I mention any names of teachers, students, anything like that, they're just people I was in school with, just so you don't wonder, well, who's he talking about? Anyway, Cheryl asked if it was mandatory that we had to go. Mrs. Theron, who was a teacher, said that we were not forced to go, but were invited. She then asked if Cheryl did not wish to go, and she said no. She asked Enrico, who was another student, and he said that he didn't mind. When she asked me, I said no, I said not really. She said okay. So I was off the hook. I enjoyed a nice double spare where I worked on the computer part of it. It was not the fact, however, that I wanted spares, but because Shakespearean plays do not interest me that much. They are more talking than good action. So that took care of that of yesterday. And no, that is true. That's still true. I never did like Shakespeare literature. Some of it was okay, but it was just more boring and anything like that. And so that was never my strong point. And there's one about mistakes here. It might be about something I did on the computer. Just something about it on the computer, accidentally deleting some disks, some files on an important disk. And let's see here, what's this one here? On November 8th, this one's from November 18th. Here's the one I wanted to share. Doing homework is a major part of an education. Again, this is an opinion-based question only, and the topic only. But anyway, it's about doing homework. Most students have a satisfactory opinion of doing it, while others cannot stand doing homework. Those who don't like doing homework use all kinds of excuses to get out of doing it. Me, I think that homework is okay, but teachers should not give people so much homework. What really gets to me is when teachers assign homework to do on weekends. Why don't I like that? It is a bit foolish, I think, because us students cannot just think about school and do school work all the time. The weekend is a time where we have two full days off school and a break. Assigning homework for the weekend, it doesn't give students any break at all from schoolwork. I have not heard of students say that they like having homework on weekends. They they would usually complain. I know I didn't like homework on weekends either. But anyway, getting back to the passage, getting back to this here. Most teachers around here, however, assign a lot less homework than other schools, meaning cited schools, do. I know of two or three teachers that don't give a lot of homework. Mr. Neal, Miss Theron, and Miss Dunton. Other teachers like Mrs. Crawford and Mr. Bonici give out a fair bit of homework. A lot of time on weekends as well. A lot of that on weekends as well. I don't have a lot of homework at all. Over the page here, because the teachers I have don't assign too much homework. I have Miss Martin for two different computer credits. She, of course, gives out no homework in either credit. Miss Dunton also does not assign much homework, except on where we would have to finish a Man in Society composition. I don't know what I have put on occasion. Sorry, okay, that's where it is, on occasion, where we have to finish a Man in Society composition or answering questions. Mr. Neal gives little or no homework as well. Neither does Mrs. Theron. I originally had Mr. Bonici for math as well, but I dropped the math courses. That is why it had not an easy year for me. All homework. Okay, let me think here. They got November 25th. It's that time of the annual exams. It says. Okay, so I talk a little bit more about the exams and studying. I'll spare that. Here's another one more short entry. This is from January 6, 1988. Talking about fingerprinting. So, I don't have too much more. Like, I went on through, January, February, things. See, some of these are just had a few minutes of just write, just throw a few words on paper and... There's more of this from early 1988, from September 1988, when we just had 5 minutes at the beginning of the class to do quick journal entries. I guess that will do it for what is a gray duotang. It just says Hans Journal, Volume 1. And it's kind of a dark, it's kind of a gray color, and it just has, it's got in Braille, and then it's got my name on the front. So, there you have it, folks. Probably one of my longest boos yet. And so, that will put a wrap on this boo, and hopefully this time will be a full load, it'll fully load. and hope you'll enjoy, and I hope I didn't bore you too much. Like I said, those opinions expressed in these entries were strictly my personal opinions, and nobody told me about them. They were just basically what was on my mind, and that was the idea. So, with that said, I will wrap this boo up, and everybody take care, and have a blessed day, and I will see you all next audio boo. So long, everybody.